Blog Talk Radio.
Tabernacle Choir. I love those singing Mormons. And to think that Romney was castigated for being a Mormon. Yes, communists play all the cards. If they find a weakness, they will expand on it. If they see a weak USA, they will play one against the other till both are destroyed. Big news is Mohammed Bloomingdale, our former mayor, went out to, I think, Indiana to destroy a sheriff who supported the Second Amendment. And he took his millions out there and he tried to wipe out the sheriff. And we hear, can't be confirmed yet, that the sheriff just got reelected. So we thought we would just mention that to you. And I did a little bleep on it. Mohammed Bloomingdale, the scourge of God, is a three-time loser in New York. And I'll tell you what I have against him. Never once in his three terms of office did he ever give the keys of the city to New York's own 10th Mountain Division, which is up in Fort Drum, when it's not in Afghanistan, who die in the Hindu Kush, so that New Yorkers don't die again. Never once did this selfish city welcome the military that keeps them alive. Not a soda, not an empty hotel room, not an empty Broadway show seat, not a free cab ride, and definitely not a thank you. All this communist city is good for is complaining about 911 DNA dust on their windowsills. There was a rumor that Bloomingdale used to pull short-arm inspections in men's rooms, especially subway men's rooms. You ever been in a New York subway men's room? Oh, man, I tell you something, it beats a ride in a water park. Yeah, man, the stink alone. Unbelievable, man. If you can survive, you don't touch anything when you go in there. You don't touch anything. It's unbelievable. Wash your hands. What are you? You want to die? Unbelievable, man. Yeah, there was a rumor that he was pulling short arm inspections in the men's room using his 32-ounce special beaker. Yeah, now we have a real communist for mayor. Don't laugh at us. There is one atheist on the way to your town to kill God. In a Texas town this week, 47 Christ killers and Moses mockers got the Ten Commandments removed from all 8,000 people who live in the town. 47 was all it took. Welcome to the useless obey, soon to be known as the helpless obey. Oh, we have late breaking news. The U.S. Navy sinks a hotel. The commanding general was cut down in a Gideon drive-by. Everybody's saying anchors and Bibles away. Yeah, more atheists are struck. They've got the Navy on the run. This big, brave Navy of ours. They had to pull all the Bibles. You know how many people have been saved by a Bible? Guys that carried them into combat, it stopped a bullet. Unbelievable. What a bunch of ingrates we are. We're spitting in God's face. One day the Statue of Liberty will come down and the devil will go up with his pitchfork and everybody will think it's a nautical scene. Just for being bad, I'm going to give you 44 seconds of Regina Caeli. Okay, that was it. You've been saved. There was a state trooper on the highway, pulled the woman over, and he noticed that she was choking on a sandwich. So he pulled her out of the car. He gave her the Heimlich maneuver, and he was charged with police brutality. He saved her life, but they had to make an example of him. Our country is upside down, folks. No, he just saved a life. They didn't. He wasn't charged with police brutality. No. I could tell you why, but why he wasn't charged, but I don't want to start any trouble. The IRS finds out that you are... These four things happen before a heart attack. You know, they give you the clues, what to watch out for. If you think you're having a heart attack... These are the four things that happen right before a heart attack. The IRS finds out you're hoarding tea bags. You move across country because you suspect your wife is having an affair with the mailman. And when you get there, you get the same mailman. Your 14-year-old daughter elopes to Nigeria with a 47-year-old rapper. You win the lotto, but you can't find the ticket. And the mailman wins the lotto. Remedy, change your nickname to Lucky. Oh, man, unbelievable, huh? You think you got it tough. There's always somebody out there that's got it tougher. I once told a guy, cheer up, things could be worse. And I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. And he cracked up, man. He thought that was hilarious. I also spoke to a guy a well-camouflaged airbase in a real out-of-the-way place in the United States. And I said to him, I says, you know, when the nukes hit, you're going to be the only guy left. And he thought that was hilarious. So, I didn't tell you, World War III is nuclear. Gunpowder is obsolete. So let's see what else we got to tell you about here. Here's a story about a Texas principal. I think there's a war on the Southland. That's the head of my, that's the topic of my show tonight. Oh, Texas principal. Looks like she's a mayor. I mean, she's a woman. Cracking up tonight. The mayor is a female horse. No, she's very beautiful. All women are beautiful. There's no such thing as an ugly woman. Oh, it's taking me out somewhere here. Taking me out to dinner. Okay. You know what she got fired for? Encouraging her students to speak English. Isn't that something? And I know first graders right here in my neighborhood that are being taught Spanish. Yeah, buenos noches, Grandpa. Yeah. And Grandpa says, quita de espalda. That means get off my back. See, I learned a lot of languages. I didn't just learn one. I can speak 47 languages, only two words, don't shoot. When I went to school, every student was required to speak English. There were a number of Hispanic students who struggled with English, but when the communists took over, everything changed. I'm making that up. And to be fair, we had students from Japan, China, Vietnam, Germany, France, Denmark, and Sweden. Want to hear a good one? You don't know this because you're too young. You don't know how much freedom you've lost already. When I was growing up, they had in the United States what is called the draft. There's no more draft. The communists got rid of it to help us lose more Vietnams. You know, the communists have a saying that eventually America will be destroyed. They just need five more Vietnams. And Obama's got us in Vietnam Part 2 right now. He thinks he's getting out. Yeah, no, that isn't the way it works, man. The only way you get out is you win, and you're a loser. You're not getting out. You got 139 guys, advisors, are there tomorrow. And then you'll be announcing 5,000 advisors, then 50,000. And then they'll dig Nixon up from the grave and say, get us out of this mess, too. Yeah. Oh, he was bad, Dick, Richie, Tricky Dick. He took the heat for the Democrats and the Vietnam War. Democrats get you into war, they leave you on the battlefield to die. Isn't that true? Just look at Benghazi. Look at Vietnam. Started with a Democrat, and it ended with the Democrat president saying he would not run ever again. They get you into war, they leave you on the battlefield to die, and they promise they'll never run away. So, let's see. So her name is Lacey, and she was trying to prepare students at the school for upcoming state tests. She recommended that the students speak English as the tests were in English. She was not being racist, but that didn't stop. There we go again. One liberal, must have been an atheist, from blowing this all out of proportion and costing Lacey her job. She was placed on administrative leave. There's a war going on. The communists want to break Texas. They want to break Texas, Oklahoma. They want to break. And they definitely rustled the cattle from that guy in Nevada. Harry Reid should be horsewhipped. Harry Reid, the dealmaker. They all got money stashed in their pockets. This sellout money. So that's what happened to this lady. The communists got her. It is really sad, isn't it? Last year, Lacey was trying to help prepare students at the school. and that's when they whacked her. Oh, so she was, and not only was that, they put a gag order on her so she couldn't talk about it. Oh, man, you know what that's like? Remember when the Democrats murdered the four guys in attempted murder? No, they murdered four and two managed to survive. They took the two that managed to survive and they moved them around hospital to hospital, changed their names, made them sign NCNDs, and gave them lie detector tests every day to make sure they hadn't talked to anybody. Now, who dreamt that shit up? Who did that? That guy should be taken out and shot. Yeah, but that's what you're up against. You're up against subtle communism, and it's taking over your country. They already rule at least four agencies, including the IRS. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're in charge of the FBI already. Okay, so let's see. Hollywood tries to save... Oh, they're trying to save some Democrats that are going down the tube. Oh, I got a notice here. Oh, okay, that's a good notice. I was talking about the draft. Sorry, I digress. Yeah, they had what was called the draft. In my neighborhood, Washington Heights, New York, you know how old... They had so many people volunteering for the draft, because everybody wanted to get it over with, that they wouldn't call you till you were 26. So here I am out of high school, and my buddies are all out of high school, and we look at each other, and there's no money for beer, and we decide that we're going to push up our draft. So we all go down to Selective Service, we push up our draft. Now we get out of high school in August, out in high school in June, and in September, we all were in the military. And we got the fastest cab ride down to Whitehall Street. The guy that brought us there must have been afraid he was going to be drafted if he didn't get us down there. So we went in and we served our country. And at that time, if you did the draft, you did 2 years. You did 2 years active duty, and then you did 6 years reserves. So I get into the military, and we're in the barracks, and this guy's talking, he's from South America, this guy's talking, he's from Ireland, another guy's talking, he's from England, another guy's talking, he's from Hungary, another guy's talking, he's from El Salvador, another guy's talking, they just got here, and they all got draft notices. Welcome to the United States, come serve your new country, here's your draft notice. And the German guy, he just got here and he says, now they're going to send me back to Germany. And that's where we went. We went to Germany. But that was it, man. You came to this country. You served your country. Now we don't have a draft. Now we have we have the sissy system. If you feel you're a sissy, you can stay a sissy and you can get a sissy trophy. And in Vietnam, they were drafting. And the sad part about Vietnam, when they had to draft, all the rich guys got out of it. And all the poor guys went to serve. That's why you see a lot of blacks in Nam. But if you had a pater or a mater, or you had a connection like Al Gore's father, who was, if you gave him a little script, he could get you out. Look at President Pinocchio Pants. He got out. Look at Tingle Leg from NBC. He joined the Peace Corps. He was making peace and guacamole dip. And then Jimmy Carter pardoned all the draft dodgers. There's a guy that hates this country too. And he does it with a southern accent. He does it. He sounds so sweet when he talks. And he likes peanuts, and he also likes terrorists, and he do not like Jewish people. Yeah, he do not even the ones that give him money. Yeah. Unbelievable, man, unbelievable. And his brother, who had a gas station, Billy had his own beer, Billy Beer. He was getting money from Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, yeah, balance the trade deficit from Momar's treasury to Billy's gas station. And Billy was saying, fill it up. Yeah, man. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. Clinton and Bush were supposed to be arch enemies. Then at the end of the term of office, they were hugging one another. So how's your library doing? Well, my library's doing fine. We got more money buried in that sucker. Yeah. Oh, we were poor, Hillary said. We were poor. We were dirt poor. That's why we had to steal the furniture and the silverware. I never would have stole all that silverware and that painting of Dolly Madison that I sold for $80 million. It was a gift. It was a gift from me to me. Yeah, man. Crooks. That's all we got running the country now. So that's what happened with the draft. The draft got done away with. And you want to hear the funny part? You know who didn't have a draft in World War One? The French. They did. If you wanted to go to the front, if you wanted to be a soldier, you could go if you felt like it. And then one day, the Germans showed up on the Bois de Boulogne, and the draft was instituted immediately, and they dragged everybody that could walk off the streets and into taxi cabs and sent them to the front. I can't go to the front. I have a new suit. Yeah, you have a new suit and a rifle, and you have a hand grenade. Yeah, with your boutonniere. Yeah, and that's what's going to happen here, man. Because the last time we had a muster, we had to call up 10 million men. That was for World War One. And a war that was started by one Serb with two bullets killed 16 million soldiers. And probably, and wiped out four empires. One man with two bullets. So, can you imagine what they're going to do with two nukes? They're not coming with two nukes. They're coming with a whole container load. And that's how they're going to come in. They're going to come in containers. And they don't have to come to the shore. They only have to blow up in the harbor. Yeah, we're wide open. They got you taking your shoes off. You know why they got you taking your shoes off at the airport? They want to count your bunions. Yes, TSA is counting bunions today. I thought I saw an illegal bunion. Yeah, man, we're going to be... Have you ever seen a country on the run? You got to watch some of the World War II footage. When you see them on the roads, they're carrying everything they own on their heads. And these aren't Arabs. These are Europeans. And a Messerschmitt is coming down the road strafing everybody. Nuns, children, indiscriminate bombing. We're in trouble, folks. We're not ready for anything. The 50s people were more ready for a nuclear war than we are. I know guys that had fallout shelters in their basements. I know a guy that bought a giant pipe up on the St. Lawrence Seaway when they were building it. And he buried it in his backyard, and he made it a fallout shelter. Finished it off on, you know, underground. Obama is personally responsible for turmoil in Iraq. I just did an article, which once I find it, I'm going to read it to you. He lost the entire world. He's the only guy. He gets up in the morning, he looks around to see if there's any countries left that he hasn't lost. Well, let me see. What about Tahiti? Tahiti just went Muslim. Okay. All right, I already did Mohammed Bloomingdale. I got to find that. I think it's on another computer. Let me give you a tune to make your day, and then we'll come back and we'll chat. Oh, by the way, I've been vindicated. You hear me using the word communist a lot, right? I tell you that the Democrat Party is no longer the party of your grandfathers and grandmothers. It is the Communist Party. It is the Communist Party, and you can check it out. just do a little comparison to what normal political parties look like. Normal political parties don't burn the American flag. Normal political parties don't kill kids. Normal political parties don't sell dope for tax money. And normal political parties don't throw God out of the convention. Go to YouTube and see the vote to get rid of God at the last Democratic convention. So we'll give you a tune. We're going to show you the difference between Christians and Muslims. If you are a Muslim who hijacks a plane and drives it into the World Trade Center, you're a saint. You go to paradise. On the other hand, Christians are only they only make love.
Where charity and love remain, there God is ever found. Brought here together by Christ's love, by love are we thus found. With grateful joy and holy fear, His charity we learn. Let us with heart and mind and soul now love.
Okay, while they were singing that, I was thinking of something. Yes, I was thinking of the mothers on Mount Sinjar that are trapped up there surrounded by evil Muslims, and how the mothers are making slight cuts in their wrists to give their babies blood to drink because there's no water. And tomorrow in the United States, 4,700 mothers will give up their babies in Democratic chop shops. By 5 o'clock tomorrow night, 4,700 American babies will be slaughtered. How many people down on the border? 30,000? In 13 days, we'll kill that many in Democratic chop shops. Okay, so having said that, let me give you my headline for the show tonight. President declares war on the South and the West, plus a Christianity. I should say Southwest, right? Yeah. President declares war. Welcome to the lawless USA. The only law is Obama's law. Every communist front group, this is told to me by Jimmy from Brooklyn, every communist front group in the United States has an IRS tax exemption. But if you're a Tea Party group, you are a threat to the Obama-controlled IRS. If you cause any trouble, you will be visited by the Obama-holder-controlled IRS. If you live on the southern border and you complain about illegal Democrats, Harry Reid will come and shoot your kin and steal your cattle with the help of the Obama-controlled BLM. You realize that all mosques are under the protection of the Obama-controlled FBI. This is the only un-American president to lose the entire world. On his unworkable watch, the Russians claim the Arctic Sea down to the bottom. Russian bombers violate American airspace. Iranian ships are off the coast of the USA. The Americans who died on his watch are no longer Americans. They are classified as NATO troops to be identified later. I'm still waiting to see the names of 2,200 Americans he has already lost in Afghanistan. If they had died under Bush, you would have seen their baby pictures, name, age, town, and a mic would have been stuck in their family's face with the NBC question. How do you feel, Mom, now that your son is dead under George Bush? In 8 years, Bush lost 461 in Afghanistan. Left office with Iraq in stable hands and a fairly stable Middle East. A loser climbs on board, goes to Egypt, makes a loser speech, tells Arabs he is a Muslim, and 5 minutes after he is gone, the entire country goes a cell phone revolution. Morsi and the Obama Brotherhood comes to power, throws a dying Hosni Mubarak into prison. The communists tell us Hosni was a bad guy, but he kept peace with Israel for at least 20 years. Now comes General Assisi and restores peace and stops the jihad. He saves two CNN reporters, one who was raped by the Obama brothers. Then Obama threatens Syria and draws a red line in his coloring book. 10 minutes later, Russia is in charge of Syria and China is a second gun runner-up. I left out that the Obama-Clinton assassination of Muammar Gaddafi duck, who was sodomized with metal rods, and Obama-Clinton gave Libya to the Obama Brotherhood. To quote Hillary the General, "We came, we saw, we killed him. Ha, ha, ha." On 9-1-1, a day that all American embassies and posts should be on high alert, Obama and Clinton pick up the phone and hear four GIs on a rooftop saying, "They just laser-painted a mortar platoon inside Obama's undefended Disney World embassy in Benghazi." As the four, two of whom survived, were asking for a rescue, the phone went dead. No, it wasn't hung up. The phone was still alive, but Daugherty and Woods were not. It was seen on real time by an overhead drone that might have been armed, we don't know. That could have helped. Now the battle quotation of Hannibal Hillary changes from "we came" to "who cares how they died." Who cares how many rods were carried by the ambassador who was also sodomized, Gaddafi style. Scratch one more country. Obama showed the American people. He pulled out of Iraq as promised. He could not get an agreement with Maliki, the Iranian. Now Iranian troops occupy southern Iraq. Pops ISIS and takes over part of Syria and Iraq. The media communists say Iraqis dropped their weapons and ran. The Sunnis, whom Maliki screwed, left the battlefield and equipment. The Shia, now half-strength, left the battlefield also to return to protect their families. Now, Obama lost Iraq. Scratch one more country. The side effect is 30,000 innocent Christians dying of thirst on a mountaintop, and our Air Force has no napalm to stop ISIS. Once again, we hear Obama, the pacemaker, say there will be no boots on the ground. Instead of reducing debt by privatizing the VA, the IRS, the EPA, and the BLM for starters, he concentrates on reducing the fighting capability of our last line and only line of defense. Not only jailing combat troops on the phony charge of premeditated murder, pardoning fellow terrorists like the five Taliban that included one governor of Herat, a second governor of two provinces, the head of Taliban intelligence, and two other high-ranking officers who were chosen by the Taliban in exchange for a private traitor Democrat. And never forget, he gave bin Laden 4 months to escape, and when he finally admitted that they got him, he released the news on a Sunday night at 10:40 p.m., not to offend the Muslim world. Can't have Americans celebrating a whole weekend. After all, in Islam, bin Laden is a saint. Let us sail into the Pacific that is now being threatened by China and North Korea. Taiwan, South Korea, Philippines, and Japan have all been threatened. Soon Japan will have nukes. We will learn that either by accident or after they use them. Never forget, they are the master of the first strike. Don't even look at Central and South America, which is more communist today than it's ever been in history. We, the useless of A, can't get one Marine hostage home. The Mexican no-name president toys with the mistake we call the commander-in-chief, the smoking POTUS. Russia is chasing American submarines and doing more country acquisitions than a hedge fund company. I was raised to love my God and country. I was taught by patriotic nuns that when war winds blow, all Americans unite and stand together. The goal of this country loser is to ensure that this USA that he hates must never be united ever again. He has reached with his Communist Party every goal set forth by the Kremlin, listed in 1962 in the congressional record. If you Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party, you'll see what I'm talking about. Missile sites are being built again in Latin America with the help of Iran, China, and Russia. Terrorists are flooding across the wide open borders. He is turning criminals loose from prisons. That's another form of terrorism. And the same guy delivering coke can package Ebola and anthrax courtesy of Boko Haram. The first president to identify the Catholic Church as an enemy of his country. There is nothing he will not do to bust this country out while brainwashing our children to hate their country and their parents. You haven't felt that lash yet. It is coming with communist core. Never trust a guy who won't show you his records and who can't prove where he came from or where he is going. It is time for impeaches and scream. So, having said that now, I shall calm down and we'll go back to church. Ready for another church song?
It is heaven to know.
Okay, we just got in a bulletin from Walid Shubat, our eyes and ears in the Middle East. And he's got a headline. Let me get to the whole story, and then I'll read you the headline. Well, one of the things he's saying, the United States government is doing little or nothing to rescue persecuted Christians. We in the USA are currently their only hope. So you should, if you're feeling charitable, it wouldn't hurt to help these poor people. And I see a lot of white-skinned, blue-eyed people on that mountaintop. And they've been worshiping Jesus Christ since he was born. And many of them were born at the same time. Not that they're living today, not on this life. Evidence mounting that Turkey is behind ISIS recruitment to establish an Islamic caliphate. And here is Mark Levin is playing Brennan on the Moor. Yeah, Brennan is a Moor. And Brennan is saying there's no such thing as an Islamic caliphate. And we suspect that Brennan is a Muslim and he converted 10 years ago. I'm waiting for somebody to verify that. Several Middle Eastern media broke the news that unrest has sparked in Turkey, with demonstrations erupting denouncing Erdogan after Turkish citizens captured ISIS operatives in Turkey, in which Turkish security forces released the terrorists and attacked the civilians who turned them in. That's what Obama's doing here. Yeah. He's doing the same thing. Unbelievable. So this confirms what Shubat reported back in March, that ISIS training centers in Urfa, Gaziantep, and Antioch, set up by the Turkish government for more terrorists to be sent to Syria. Confirming our findings this week, the World Tribune discovered that the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has acknowledged significant recruitment of Turkish nationals by Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. That's a fancy name for headcutters. Officials have told Turkey's parliament that at least 1,000 Turks were fighting with ISIL in Iraq and Syria. They said the Turks offered lucrative salaries, were recruited in mosques, schools, and even from the security forces. In addition, Agence France-Presse, AFP, International News Agency, also confirmed that ISIL is recruiting throughout the region and Turkey is no exception. The figure was released in wake of allegations by the parliamentary opposition that Turkey was being used for ISIL recruitment and training. The opposition cited videos that showed purported ISIL fighters at the celebration outside Istanbul in late July. Turkey has long been accused of tolerating ISIL as part of efforts to maintain the war in neighboring Syria. The Justice Department, they ought to change the name, it is the Injustice Department, has shut up when faced with ISIL terrorist organization and still says nothing about it. Opposition leader Faruk Logolu said on August the 4th, so far the government has not responded to demands to disclose ISIL activities and whereabouts. Instead, Erdogan and his aides have blamed NATO for not supporting to help control Turkey's huge border with Iraq and Syria. Oh, Obama's going to have NATO troops on our border soon. Or either that or he'll make the Marines wear blue helmets and give up their Bibles. Yeah. And denounce the oath that they took. Fat chance, buddy. Fat chance. Yeah. In Istanbul, Turkey, a caliphate nostalgia for the Ottoman Empire has been on the rise. Yeah, the Ottoman Empire, that was a good time, man. I think the Sultan that was in charge of the Ottoman Empire, one of them, he had 12,000 girlfriends in a harem. I think he was the one that had the most. One had 6,000, another guy had 12,000. Yeah, he was busy. Yeah, and that was BV, before Viagra. Yeah. Therefore, it is no coincidence to observe that some of the followers of Erdogan believe he is a caliph who seeks to resurrect the Islamic caliphate in the Ottoman Empire. Well, I got to tell you something about the Ottoman Empire. The Arabs didn't like it. You go see the movie Lawrence of Arabia, you'll see what I mean. Ottomans and Arabs do not get along. But Erdogan's support of the ISIS is easy to explain. Even though the ISIS declared his caliphate in southern Turkey, which seems as no threat to Erdogan, he is silent because he sees an opportunity. Since Turkey needs the ISIS to dismantle nationalistic governments, then to later consume them to create its Sunni excess and its Ottoman dream. So that's where he's at. Turkey in Asia Minor cannot be ignored. It is the center of the Grecian kingdom, the cradle of Christianity with its seven churches, as well as it was the eastern leg of the Roman Empire. It sits as a hub between east and west and plays the number one candidate in peace negotiations in the region. When it comes to animosity towards Israel in the church, Turkey is the epicenter with more Christian blood on its hands than any other nation on earth. And he's probably referring to the genocide of the Armenians. Yeah, there are going to be a lot of people with nukes. If you're a small guy and you're going to be exterminated, somehow, some way, you're going to get your hand on a nuke. And that's coming. Okay, you want to go back to church? Ring the bell. Okay, we're back. A little bit more on this Ottoman dream. Erdogan's support of the ISIS is easy to explain, even though ISIS declared a caliphate in southern Turkey, which seems as no threat to Erdogan. He's silent. He sees an opportunity since Turkey needs the ISIS to dismantle nationalistic governments, then to later consume them to create its Sunni access and its Ottoman dream. Turkey's master plan is to eventually sacrifice someone in the little ISIS pawn in order to declare itself as the supreme caliphate, taking all under its neo-Ottoman umbrella, which will also include an alliance with Iran. Turkey's brilliant plans is that it needs the ISIS to dismantle the Levant while using wealthy Arabs who support ISIS to aid the caliphate. We're going to have to start drilling our own oil, guys. We've got to stop funding these guys. Yeah. Oil should be $10 a barrel. All the rest is jihad tax. While using the very ISIS to even turn on the Arabs themselves, Turkey will then execute a double whammy plan using its non-Wahhabist, a Sufi version of Islam, that is neutral towards the Shiite Iran to unite both Sunni and Shiite forces to finally bring about peace amongst Muslims in the region. And by this self-fulfilling, the Islamic view that a Mahdi will come and bring 7 years of peace after 7 years of turmoil. You know, it cracked me up. Nancy Pelosi came here with 41 Democrats to Syria to lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. She brought a big super jet full of liquor, $41,000 worth of booze paid for by the taxpayer. Liqueurs. Yeah. They brought it into a Muslim country, right? Yes, well, we know when you're with the big boys, you have to play with the big boys. But she went to a mosque, and I forget the name of the mosque, but the legend has it that at this mosque in Syria, was probably in Damascus, that Jesus will return, and for 40 days he will kill all the Jews. And here's Nancy Pelosi, the Catholic. I couldn't I just stand outside and look at it? It's very beautiful. Yeah. I wonder what her prayers were. Only Turkey has such a model and a major regional presence with significant global standing and respect. The Iraqi model of the caliphate has set the stage for a caliphate constitution, a competition stemming from Turkey. Erdogan wants the entire Middle East. Why else would Erdogan be making statements against Egypt, objecting to the Egyptian dismantling of the Muslim Brotherhood? Turkey and Iran are steeped in their hatred not only towards Israel, but also Saudi Arabia, which brought, speaking of Saudi Arabia, do you know that the Saudis had offered bases to Israel to launch strikes against Iran, and the State Department blew the whistle on it? That one I didn't know about Saudi, but I knew about Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan is on the other side of Iran, and the Israelis had a deal with the Azerbaijanis to let them refuel and return home after a raid on Iran. And the State Department blew the whistle on that also. So you Israelis, if you're out there listening tonight, the last thing you want to do is tell the U.S. anything. You tell them nothing. They are not looking out for you. Okay, where were we? Only Turkey... Oh, okay, objecting to the Egyptian dismantling of the Muslim Brotherhood. Turkey and Iran are steeped in their hatred, not only towards Israel, but also Saudi Arabia, which brought such divide between Sunni and Shiites. Saudi Arabia will be coming to an end and will be punished by the reviving beast as God will ordain it, Revelation 17:17. It was Saudi Arabia that sparked anti-Semitism from the advent of Islam until now. Arabia, Sheba, and Dedan, despite that it will no longer see Israel as a threat, and while it stands by when Turkey invades Israel, Ezekiel 38, it will eventually be demolished by Iran, see Elam in Isaiah 21. and Mecca and Medina will go up in flames, Isaiah 34. Zechariah 9 confirms the final battle between Israel and Yavan, also translated as Greece, which is Asia Minor. And then he recommends you see the Jameson Fawcett Brown Bible Commentary. Messiah will head to that direction of Turkey and defeat it, and victory will be to the Lord. Turkey in Asia Minor cannot be ignored. It is the center of the Grecian kingdom, the cradle of Christianity with its seven churches, as well as it was the eastern leg of the Roman Empire. Man, them Romans had it all, huh? Okay, so we've done that. We got 3 minutes and 41 seconds left. And we'll give you a... What do you want? You want to be a sweetheart or you want a dream? We'll give you a sweetheart.
Bow, 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 bow.
Okay, are we back? We're back. I guess we cut it short, huh? Okay. Unless we got cut off. Well, you know what we could do? We could cry.
Cry! That your heart would be broken like mine. Now you ask me to forgive you, and you say you made a mistake. I'd like to, but I know you
standing in church after Mass, looking at the statues of the saints and looking at the people who are praying in front of those statues. I see the saints on the walls, but I also see the saints that are standing there. And, you know, there are people in this country that are living saints, and they will never get any recognition. They're in the shadows. You hardly notice them. But I can think of, just look at nurses. When was the last time this country paid a tribute to a nurse? We're all worried about Kim Kardashian's underwear. But what about a nurse? You know, there are nurses that work all day or all night and come off a shift and go to a funeral for a patient they took care of that died alone. And there's a nurse there praying for him. You don't think that happens? How about the girl who's taking care of her elderly mother? Isn't she a saint? How about an early Alzheimer's victim and somebody has to take care of her? Isn't that person a saint? There are people out there. How would you like to be a priest labeled as a pedophile and all you've done is God's work your whole life? And someone that really hates Christ hates you because he can lash out at you. Isn't that priest a saint? How about a cop on a job that buys a pair of shoes for a crook who didn't need the shoes and was playing a scam? Does that count? Was that cop a snookered? No, he wasn't snookered. He was doing the right thing. He was doing the right thing. There are a lot of saints out there. A lot of saints. Start looking for them. It's unbelievable. Okay, that's my show for tonight. And also, watch out. Help the kids that are trying to grow. Help the kids that are slow who are trying to grow. There's a lot of kids out there. When this school system, this communist school system gets a hold of them, they're going to be on suicide watch when they grow up. This communist school system is not a wholesome educational system. It is teaching evil, and it's screening out God, and you can't do that. And the good news might be, with the help of something like YouTube, that there will be Christian school classes on YouTube daily. By grades. I believe that's coming. I saw one episode of a preschool, a Catholic preschool, one day in that preschool. And for parents that have kids that are going to go to a preschool, it's a good way to familiarize your little one to get so he can see what goes on before he even walks into the classroom. And that's preschool. And we could do that for everybody. And then you won't have to worry about the communists banning homeschooling because homeschooling will be on TV. And if they make you go to communist cucumber school at gunpoint, when you come home, you could always go to the real school. Have a nice night, folks.